usois shchutois, but the Torah says like you're better off eating meat that had a shchita done to it. V'yal yoichlo boset to musas nevelus, and don't eat from a meat that's an animal that's about to die. That's going to be a nevela. In other words, the Torah knows like you're going to want to have beer with her anyway. You can't hold yourself back. So therefore, the Torah wants you to give you a heter to let you do it b'yifin mutter. That's the spash of your fast toyer. The Torah was mat you to live with her. All right, turn over. Then the pasuk says v'choshakta, that you like her. So afal pi sheina no. That means even though she doesn't look nice, stam you have a type with her, to have znus with her. For that alone, the Torah was mat you over here. Bo v'choshakta bo in her. That means v'loy bo v'chaverta. But you're not allowed to take two of them. Two of them you can't take by mechama. If you only take one, you fast toya. You're not allowed to take two of them. V'lokachta, you could take her. That means lekuchim yesh lechobo. You should know you're going to marry her. She'll be your wife. Lekuchim yesh lechobo. Yeah. That you're going to marry. In other words, she has to become a ger, and you'll have regular kedushin with her. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says kedushin toifsin v'yafa pi shoysa avedas kechovim. Even though the Geras is not a real good Geras here, still it's a Chiddush HaKroh here that the Kedushin is Chal. You can't take back home with your two wives, two ladies, one for you and one for your father. You can't take one for yourself and one for your son. The Eter of your fast Torah was only for you yourself. You have a right to take for yourself and that's all. You can't take for somebody else also. And then the pasuk says, bring her home. Melameid shelo yechal tzen of a mechama. It means you should not go grab her and live with her by the mechama itself. True, you have a taiv yetzara, but the Torah says, take her home first. Live with her in your house and not there by the mechama. Tana Rabbanan, the bright says like this. The pasuk says, Ema yoimer. If the Eved says, that means, ad she yoimer v'yishna. That means the Eved, when an Eved Ivri wants to become a nirtza, he has to like say it twice. What does that mean? Oma v'tchila sheish, we said at the beginning of the 6 years, that I want to stay to be a nirtza. But v'lo yoma v'soif sheish, he did not say it a second time, at the end of the 6 years, ain't a nirtza. He did not become a nirtza. Shenema, the pasuk says, lo ain't say chofshi, I don't want to go out free. That means, at sheyerna b'shas yitzia. That means at the end of the 6 years, after the Eved Ivri worked already for 6 years, now he comes to complain and says, I don't want to go out, I want to still stay by my master. What about though, Omar b'Soif Sheish, true, at the end of working 6 years, the Eved Ivri still says, I love my master, I love my Shirka Kananis, I want to still stay with him. But v'lo yoma b'tchila sheish, but this Eved did not say at the beginning when he first started to work, ain't a nirtza. Havimin is also, he can't be a nirtza. Shenema, because the pasuk says, im Omar yoimer Eved. If the Eved said two times, mashma right away. So idashin ad sheyoimer kishu Eved, until he says it when he's an Eved. Which the Havaminer now means, at the beginning, as soon as it became an Eved, right away at the beginning, that's when he has to say right away, I love you and I want to stay with you. So Mar Sun says it doesn't make any sense. Omar Mar, we'll explain it now. What would you say? Omar b'tchila shesh, it was said at the beginning of the 6 years. Fulo yoma b'saif shesh, but he did not repeat himself again at the end of the 6 years to say, I want to stay, ain't a nirtza. He cannot become a nirtza. Shenema, because the pasuk says, I do not want to go out free. So he has to be, when he's going out free, that's when he has to say it. So Gemara says, my ear, what are you telling me? From the pasuk, I don't want to go out free. That's your proof. We're talking about now at the end of the 6 years. So the Gemara better. Typically, to be near the hafti es adoini es ishti es bonai. But the pasuk says clearly, how does this Eved become an Irtza if he says, I love my Nester, I love my wife, and I love my children? Now the Ishtar in Bona means the Shikra Kananis, that he lived with them, he had children. So when he first becomes an Eved Ivri, he doesn't have a Shikra yet, he doesn't have children from her yet. So of course we can't be talking about the beginning of the 6 years. So that's what you say, he has to say at the end of the 6 years, Pshita. Not only from the Pasuk of Meloyetzei, from Loyetzei Chofshi, but from the actual pasuk that says what the Eved has to say is, I love my wife, the Shivcha, and I love my kids. Mashmeh, he had kids from her already. So that has to be at the end of the 6 years. But the beginning, Vilekha, you don't have this at the beginning. For Sue, and then next thing, what did you say before? Omar b'Soif Sheish, if the Eved said at the end of the 6 years, that I want to stay, But Loyama Vatkhila Shesh, but it did not say at the beginning of the 6 years, Eina Nirza, also there's no mitzvah of Nirza then. Shinemala, the Pasuk says, or Evid, that what's for Evid, he has to be an Evid. He has to be an Evid when he says that he wants to still stay. So Murray asked the question, what's the proof of mitzvah at the beginning of the 6 years? Otu Saif Shesh, Lav Evidu. Like now is the end, he's at the end of the 6 years, but he's still an Evid. He's an Evid until complete 6 years finished. So as long as there are 2 hours left to go, he's still called an Evid. So maybe the last hour, now he says he wants to stay. So that should also be called when he's an Evid. Where's the proof that he has to say it at the beginning of 6 years? And also, does it make sense to say at the beginning of 6 years? He doesn't have a wife yet. He doesn't have his kids yet. So Gemara says, "Oh my Rav, you know what the pshat over here is? Be'tchilas pruto achroino and besay pruto achroino. That's what we're talking about. The Pasuk truth says the Evid has to say it 2 times. You know what the 2 times is? He has to say it by the last second, like, when he's still an Evid. There's still a pruta of work that he has to do yet. So at the beginning of that last prutas of work, he has to say, listen, I still want to stay with you. And then when he finishes his last few minutes of work, he has to repeat himself a second time and say then also, I love you, I love my wife, I love the kids, I want to stay with him. But Avadi, he does not have to say it at the beginning of the 6 years, because then he doesn't have anything yet. It's enough, of course, to be said at the end of the 6 years. Just the 2 times that he has to say it is right before the end, and by the end, mamish. But here we're talking about he worked 6 years, now he wants to become a nirza. He wants to stay, he'll be working more. He likes the shivcha kananis. If he becomes free, he can't live with the shivcha anymore. He's also to a shivcha. Because the money is inevitable, he's allowed to live with the shivcha. So he comes and complains that I want to still stay with my shivcha kananis. That's this heter atzkroa that he can become a nirza and stay with her until yevam. Turn around, bottom, learn like this. What's going to be loy isho bonim? He has children. He has a wife and he has children. Well, the rabbi, but to his master, ein isho bonim. But his master does not have any wife and doesn't have any children. In other words, Isha Bona means he had a Shifra Kananis, and he had children from her. But his master doesn't have a wife, doesn't have kids. Ain't a Nirtza. In such a case, he cannot become a Nirtza. Shenem, because the Pasuk says in Devarim, Ki Ahevcha V'yespeisecha. That I love you and I love your house means your wife. So mashma, that the master has to have a wife. If the master does not have a wife, there's no mitzvah of Nirtza. What about L'Rabba Isha Bonim? For loy and ishabon, let's say the master has a wife and kids, but this Evid Ivri does not have a wife, doesn't have a ship of Canaanis, doesn't have kids. Also, ain't an irtzah, he cannot become an irtzah. She knows because the Pasuk says, "O hafti yes adoini es ishti yes bonai." So clearly, you have to say that you love your wife, your shivcha, and you love your kids you had from her. But if you don't have it, so you can't become an irtzah. What's going to be, who are you as rabbi? The Evid loves his master, but for rabbi, ain't oyavoy. The master does not love him. Even though the master would still keep him to be an Eved, halacha is ein nirtza, he can't do it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, ki toiv lo imach. He has to be good with you means you have to like him. Only if the rabbi, the master, likes the Eved Ivri, then he has the right to make him into an nirtza to work until yaitul. What about the opposite way? Rabbi oyavoy, the master loves him, but vu ein oyavas rabbi. He does not love his master. He wants to stay because he likes the shifcha, he likes his wife. But he doesn't like his master. Again, ain't an irtza. He cannot stay to remain an irtza. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ki ahevecha. He has to say, because I love you. So, and if he doesn't love his master, he cannot be an irtza. He doesn't have this heta to work until you're able to still stay with the shivcha. What about, who chayla, the Eved became sick? For Rambo, ain't a chayla, and the master is not sick. Also, ain't an irtza. No good, he can't become an irtza. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Ki toivla imach. He has to be good with you means he has to be like you. So if you're normal and healthy and he's sick, you're not the same way, he can't be an irtza. What about the opposite way? Rabbi Chayla, the master is sick. Who ain't a Chayla, but he's not sick. He's normal, the Yevid. Again, ain't an irtza, he cannot become an irtza. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Imach, he has to be like you. In other words, whatever you are, that's the way the Yevid has to be also. But if you're sick and he's well, you can't make him into an irtza. But the question is though, boy, you're a baby, baby, barabaya. Shneiyam chaylamai. What's going to be if both of them are sick? The master is sick and the Eved is a sick guy. They're both 2 sick guys. Could he keep him for an irtza now or not? Mai. Imach vino v'ika. True, the Pasuk says, Tevla imach.
He has to be good with you. Here he's a perfect mate with you. You're both sick. Oy dilma maybe ki tovla imach binon voleka. No, tovla imach means he has to be good for you. Means he has to be somebody good. That means not only if you, even if you're sick, but if he's sick also, it's no good. Tovla imach maybe means he has to be mamish good for you. And voleka here, it's not that way because he's sick. Teiku. That's a shell in the Gemara. If the Eved is sick and the master is sick, can he make it for nirs or not? Tana Rabbanan, look like this. The pasuk says ki tovla imach. That the Eved has to be good with you. So we dash an imach v'maychel. You have to let him eat well. Imach v'mishta. He has to drink well. Shalai tayato echapas meki. You can't eat good bread. Vu echapas kivin. You give the Eved the old bread. You can't do that. Ata shersi yain yoshin. You drink the old wine. Vu shersi yain chodesh. You give him the new wine. That you can't do. Ata yoshin agabi muchin. You'll sleep on good pillows. Vu yoshin agabi tevin. You put him on stiff straw. That you can't do. The number from here we learn that the kolakani have an ivri, kolakani out in liatsmai. If you buy an ivri, it's almost like you have a new mister that you have to take good care of him. Tana Rabbon, learn like this: the yotza miimoch hu ubon of imoy. He goes out of you when an ivri leaves you after 6 years. He goes out him and his children. Amar Reb Shimon, em hu nimka bon of nice of minim korim. If you buy an ivri, but his original Jewish wife and his Jewish kids, they did not become avodim. They stayed home. So what do you mean to say that they go out free now? They were never in Eved. Mikant, from here's a proof, Shirabu Chayim B'mzoynes Bonav, that Kozman is in Eved Ivri, the master has to feed his kids also. The kids he had before from his Jewish wife. Kiyosu B'dov, the same thing out to him, you say, in Bali Shu, if he's married, V'yotz Ishtim, his wife goes out with him. Amr Rav Shimon, in Munimkar Ishtim, in Imkaro, if an Eved Ivri is sold to be in Eved, what's it got to do with his wife? So his wife wasn't sold to be in Eved. Mikan Shirab B'chayim B'mzoynes Ishtoy. Here we're not also, the master has to feed his wife also. If we only say that the master has to feed his kids, because the kids can't take care of themselves, they can't feed themselves. That's why the master has to feed them. Aval Ishtoy, Mashenkin, his own wife, Devas Mechel Nevedi, she could take care of herself, she could eat and work for her own pay. Maybe the master does not have to feed her, maybe she could take care of herself. Kamashpa, no, still the master has to feed the wife. V'yashmin and ishtoi to lav dircho liadurei. But only here by the wife, because the pshat is true, she could, but it's not a derech for to go around to look for work or to ask for money. It's not a derech to go around ala psochim. It's a bigger busha for wife. Avo bon of the dirchai liadurei, but for kids it's not so bad to go around to collect money or to find some work. Hey, maloi, maybe there they should take care of themselves, tricha. I need both sukkim saying both places that the master has to take care of his eved's wife and of his eved's